Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number three of the program here is Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
And you're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, or at least we hope you'll be. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Eastern. Also, the live Saturday show, don't forget about that, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern time. And you can also, of course, log on and get interactive with us online and grab some archives if you'd like. The last 6 days' worth of the show are there, available to download for free on the house. No membership required. If you miss an hour, you miss 15 minutes, miss a whole day of the show, go grab it up. It's on the house, freetalklive.com. So check that out. We've just been talking about all kinds of things tonight, but we're going to bring in a special guest because we have a call on the line. She's looking to talk to him. Lindsay, you're on the line with Art Bell. Lindsay, you're on with Art Bell.
Art?
Yes.
It does not sound like Art Bell.
Well, I'm Art Bell.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Please speak in your normal voice, Art.
All right, Lindsay, what's on your mind?
You're not Art Bell.
Well, who the hell did you think you were talking to?
You are Art Bell.
I am Art Bell.
No, you're not.
I've got actually Art's actually here in the studio.
Lindsay, are you worried about the comet that's going to crash in the planet?
You are not.
I am Art Bell.
No, you're not.
All right, Art, come on. Quit playing games with Lindsay. Come on, Art.
Lindsay,
what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, what's going on, Lindsay?
Have you been drinking too much cough syrup tonight, Lindsay?
I wish. No, and actually, I wish. No, no, I'm just kidding.
Are you going to cry?
No.
Oh, okay.
You were really hoping to get Art Bell, weren't you?
Don't cry, because you're on with Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast.
So, anyway,
did you call in on our wild card line?
are you east of the Rockies, or are you west of the Rockies? You're east of the Rockies. So, anyway, what is on your mind tonight? What is it you needed to talk about?
Are you lying?
No, that's George Norrie, actually. It's a multi-show host, multi-host show tonight on Coast to Coast. I'm Art Bell. That's
are
George Norrie.
Are you Barbara Simpson?
And yeah, Barbara's here as well.
I'm Barbara Simpson.
Are you Joyce O'Reilly?
All right, crazy.
How much acid did you take tonight?
What?
Seriously, how much acid did you take tonight?
Nothing. I
no?
wish. No,
really?
I don't, but kind of.
Uh-huh.
You don't,
but not really, though, if I could come in contact with you.
Are you just trying to be silly, or are you really this nuts?
I'm not trying to be silly, though. I don't mind being silly.
Okay. Now, how old are you? Is it Lindsay?
Yeah.
How old are you, Lindsay?
20.
20?
Yeah.
And you're listening to the show on the internet?
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Now, is
it's
this the first time?
It's turned down right now.
Oh, of course
that's
it
good.
Is. That's good. That means you're a good caller. You had to have something on your mind, right,
yeah.
Lindsay?
What prompted you to pick up your phone and call?
I wanted some answers.
Okay. To what?
To what questions?
About why you've lied.
Who?
Whoever you are.
Okay, well, all right, here's the question then. What were we lying about? Because we say a lot of things, so I'm not sure which thing you think
are
lies.
I think she says we were lying about who we are.
But no, she said she was going to call in to find out why we were lying.
Oh,
I know, and also who you are, who you really are.
I'm Art Bell.
are you kidding?
I'm George Norrie.
And
please say you're not lying.
I'm not lying. I'm Art Bell.
Are you Alex Jones?
No, I'm Barbara Simpson.
I'm Alex Jones, and you better watch out for World War III.
I don't know what I'm doing. Wait.
Obviously not.
It's clear.
So
we're giving you airtime, unlike anyone else in the world, Lindsay, because, well, we like stoners.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
All right, so.
Hey, listen to me.
Huh?
And how come you have... No, Wayne Green is real, right?
Who?
Wayne Green, I saw
Wayne
him.
Wayne Green?
Wayne Green is the leader of the Illuminati. Aren't you aware?
No.
How the hell did you know that? How do you know that stuff, man?
I don't even know anything for sure.
I mean, Barbara?
But I know that most people don't.
I'm Art Bell.
No, you're not.
Lindsay, are you on the internet?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like, am I typing on the internet?
Do you have a picture of yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I want you to go to our website.
I know. I don't really know how to do all these things.
You don't know how to do what?
Do you have to attach
a
website?
Put my picture on.
Do you have to attach a picture to an email?
I don't really want to because I don't really trust you.
Oh, you're
what?
So paranoid.
Okay, here's a question.
Go to the website, take a look at the Shrine of Female Listeners.
How could you not trust Art Bell?
I'm Art Bell.
You swear to God?
Swear to Jesus Christ.
Directly to Jesus.
But do you swear to God?
I swear to God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Trinity Ghost.
He's an atheist.
I, on the other hand, swear to God. And the Hindu elephant god Lord Ganesha.
Wait. So
is that good enough for you, Lindsay?
You know Wayne Green.
Wayne Green is the leader of the Illuminati.
Actually, he cuts my lawn.
See, a crackhead cuts
Julio
my lawn.
Green.
What about it, Lindsay? We're about out of time for you.
Is this the voice automated recorder?
No, obviously not. You're talking
swear
to
us. God?
Yeah.
I don't know though. I don't know.
You're the
for
most
sure.
paranoid caller. I mean, we've had some paranoiacs call this show, and I don't know how legitimate you are, Lindsay, but I think you deserve the award for most paranoid caller of Free Talk Live of all time.
Please press 1 for more pot.
She can't be on. She can't be on pot.
She's on her phone. She's like rolling.
Jesus.
All right, Lindsay. Well, we have a website. It's called freetalklive.com.
Okay,
are you too cowardly to send your picture? Are you a coward,
no,
Lindsay?
No, I will. I just don't know how.
You've never attached anything to an email?
I'm afraid not. I forward things.
So you know how to send email in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know how to click pen.
Okay. Do you got a pen handy?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay. Write down Scott, S-C-O-T-T, @ freetalklive.com. Send me an email and I'll give you instructions on how to send your photo in.
Okay, live.com.
No, it's
Scott,
Free Talk Live.
It's Scott.
Scott at freetalklive dot what?
Com.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, all that's right. The show you're listening to, okay? We'll be honest with you. Art Bell's actually not here. But we do really have George Norrie in the studio.
Yes, you do.
You are not.
Give us a call in our wild card.
Wait, are you immortal?
Actually, with Alex Chu's immortality rings, yes, I have become immortal.
When you use the
Where
vitamin
supplement. Are you?
Lindsay?
What?
What was that email address that Scott gave you a moment ago?
Scott at freetalklive.com.
Will you send him an email? Will you promise to send him an email?
Yeah, you swear to God this is not refed?
No, absolutely sure of that. But we are sure
of
your...
How many people do you work with?
Huh?
How many people do you work with?
It's just me and George Norrie here tonight. That's all.
And Scott.
I'm
Scott.
Art Bell.
Okay, what about Ralph Nader and Wayne Green? All like the
what
people that, like this like the people that you don't make up.
Okay.
And you did not create Simpsons.
No, what? That's very true. That would be Matt Groening, I believe.
Yeah, Matt Groening.
Who created
He's
the Simpsons.
You've gotta be really old.
Also
to know
the creator
all
of the Life
stuff.
In Hell comic strip.
Yeah. I'm not that I'm 26. Art Bell is...
I really don't care, actually.
Seriously, Lindsay, what are you on tonight? Seriously, what are you on?
I want to know how many people you really work with.
We work with hundreds of people.
Yeah.
We're on hundreds of radio stations around the country, Lindsay.
Swear to God.
And you managed to get through tonight on the wild card line. I don't know how you did it. Yeah, our phones are so busy. You managed to get through on the wild card line, Lindsay. Huh?
Why are you lying?
I don't know. Just because I guess we want to stretch this call out for another 10 seconds. Thanks for the call and email,
Scott.
See you 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and even if you're totally badass crazy, you can call in. Anything goes.
I'm Art Bell. Give us a call in the wild card line.
Sandwich, you wanted me to cut that call way earlier, but we just haven't had a nutcase call in so long.
I know.
I mean, we've had some paranoiacs call, but nobody who's totally nuts.
I wanted to get to her issue with clean water, too.
She never got to any issue.
No.
She's too paranoid. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent, per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live would like to remind you that crack does indeed kill. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Bring up absolutely anything, whether it be political, personal, or something.
I wonder how much... I don't think we had much punch out during that segment. I mean, it just has to be like watching a car wreck. You know? You just can't turn away.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't turn away. But you tried, Manwich. You did try. You're like, come on, we've got... No, okay, we'll
That's
stay.
Why I don't have a problem putting the paranoiacs and the crazies on the line on Free Talk Live. It doesn't bother me. It's not because we're devoid of phone calls. I mean, there are times where we are because we're so new. I mean, we told Lindsay that we were on hundreds of affiliates, but we're really on four. And so,
I hope she sends her... I hope she sends her picture for the Shrine of Female.
Oh,
listeners.
So do I.
Because
you think she's hot.
If she's that dumb, she's got to be hot. Got to be.
All right, one thing real quick that never...
That dumb and crazy.
Yeah. Something that didn't get mentioned last segment is that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project.
Thank
which
you.
Is,
we were so distracted by that call.
Which is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. If you want more information on the Free State Project, call toll-free 888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or log on to their website at freestateproject.org.
That's amazing. You memorized that whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
That is fantastic.
Ian's looking for his card with the little Free State Project script
on it. You get the number right and everything. Yeah. That's great. Good job. I knew there was a reason we had you here. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show. Political, personal, whatever. Hey, don't forget to log on to freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Now, that's what we were trying to convince our last caller to become a part of by sending in her picture. And yes, it does require a bit of basic internet knowledge. You do have to know how to attach your photo to an email in order to get it to us. But once you do that, we're going to put you on the shrine. If you're a female and you listen to the show, that's the only qualification that you need. You can be validated or invalidated. You can log on and find out more about that at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, the email address you need is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And also, that's where you can just send regular emails to as well, like this one from Chris. He says, I just wanted to say thanks for a great show. I listened to the previous night's program while working out the next morning at the gym. It's been a great addition. I don't get off the Stairmaster until it's over.
That's a lot of Stairmaster.
Well, actually, it's probably, after you take out the commercials, et cetera, probably it's only about an hour and a half or so.
An hour?
Hour and 40 minutes, hour and 50 minutes, something like that.
That's still a lot of Stairmaster.
He's hardcore, man. He's hardcore workout, man.
Apparently.
Free Talk Live apparently pumps him up. I guess it's a good thing. He said he also has joined the BBS at freetalklive.com, and he is currently researching the Free State Project. Way to go, Chris. He says your show is a refreshing change from what I usually hear in the middle of West Virginia. So thanks again, Chris. No, Chris, thank
well,
you.
You know, he knows how to get to the bottom of our hearts with the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We definitely want 20,000 people to sign up to be activists, move to New Hampshire, and create a more free government.
Yes, we do. Something we personally will benefit from, so we absolutely have an interest in doing that. You know what? Where are we going to go next, guys? We've had such good conversation tonight, man. What do you got?
I have an interesting article. You had previously stated that Houston has no zoning laws.
Okay, yes.
And I've done some research on that and come up with an article that's long but very good. Like I've cut out a little bit out of it just to make it a bit more streamlined. It's not much more streamlined, but we'll have a lot to talk about in this article, and if we don't make it through, then we just don't make it through.
All right. Are you sure you don't want to hold this till Saturday night show?
It's up to you.
I don't know. I mean, Scott's here tonight, and I think we should check in with Scott. I mean, what do you think, Scott? What do you have? Do you have anything hot, anything better than Houston zoning?
Well, I've got stories about the TSA stealing from people's luggage, and I've got some...
Let's do that one. And I've got
some worthless bureaucrats in Tennessee.
Worthless bureaucrats? Wait a minute.
Yeah, worthless bureaucrats in Tennessee from the Department of Children's Services.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's a tough choice. You make the choice.
I'm going to go with the DCS one first.
All right. See, you see where I'm coming from, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, two state social workers made a... God, I can't even believe this. All right. They waited 3 days.
Can't wait.
They waited 3 days to respond to a report that a child had swallowed crack cocaine.
Wow. Mm.
Yep. The Department of Children's Services worker assigned to the case, Angela Rushing, has already served a 3-day suspension without pay.
No. Without pay?
Yep.
Well, they're really taking it to her.
That's right. She's a couple hundred bucks short now because she let this kid sit for 3 days after swallowing crack.
Wow.
let's see. Rushing supervisor Sandra Williams committed suicide while an internal investigation into the response was pending.
Holy God.
Yep. Yeah, so she's got 3-day suspension, and her boss killed herself.
Wow. That's intense.
Yeah, it's... I don't even know. And
where is
this
from? Tennessee?
This is from Tennessee, yep. Looks like someone there in the department says that they don't know what the punishment the supervisor would have gotten was if she were still alive. So it's probably like
sure
a week suspension.
It's not going to be death.
She would have survived,
she didn't want
whatever
to suffer,
it was.
She didn't want to suffer 2 months on the rack.
Talk about some overreaction. Man.
Let's see. Drugs and child and the fact that the child was taken to a hospital and that the call came from the police all of that stuff normally is what, you know, in the office they call it, you know, drop your pencil and run type of a thing. You know, you hear about that, you go check and see what's going on.
Yeah, well, if you actually cared about people, which if you're a heartless bureaucrat, you don't.
Well, the child, a 19-month... What's that?
I don't think that's fair.
There are plenty of heartless bureaucrats out there.
Oh, you work for the government, therefore you care about no one? Is that what...
I
that was kind of the blanket.
Heartless bureaucrats, that's all.
Okay, well, there are heartless people in every
role. They probably care about their families, and that's about it.
Oh, there are heartless people everywhere. It doesn't have anything to do with being a bureaucrat.
Yeah, that's true, but they have more effect over our lives if they're bureaucrats.
You just want to vilify people that work for the government. It's just
I don't like them. They're donut eaters.
They're caught in the system just like everybody else.
No, they're not. They voluntarily signed up for that job.
There you go. You get a chance to be better than somebody. It's not so, though. They
donut-eating coffee drinkers.
I love how closed-minded you are on this. See, the thing is, the people who work, most of the people that you talk to, whether it's at the tax collector's office or it's the IRS,
just as much problem with the government.
You know, they need a job. I understand.
I know.
And those jobs are there. These people shouldn't just, oh, that's it. You took a job with the government. You're worthless. Worthless. You should be living in a cardboard box rather than taking this job. What's wrong with you?
You're right. I'm not being fair. It's just so easy to categorize them as donut-eating worthless bureaucrats.
Now, these two I can see, you
know. I'm not saying that some don't act like it at times.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that most of them act like it at times because they're bound by rules.
Well, they're bound by all kinds of crazy rules. In fact, I've been fair to the bureaucrats before. We talked about a case in, I guess it was New Jersey, where, actually this is straight out of John Stossel's book called Give Me a Break. In New Jersey, the city water department was just letting the pipes just go to crap because they're too busy sitting around eating donuts. No, honestly, they just don't have any incentive. That's the problem with being a bureaucrat. You're working for a bureaucracy. They have no incentive to achieve, no incentive to get any better, to provide decent customer service, because they don't care if they lose their customers. It doesn't matter. They can just tax people more. So that's kind of one of the things that hamstrings all of the employees there, plus all the rules and the bureaucracy and the higher-ups that they have and just the stupid crap that they have to put up with on a daily basis. It's no wonder that they hate their jobs, and it comes off they come off as negative, mean people to the people that they're trying to allegedly service. So anyway, in New Jersey, the city pipes were rusting away, meaning rust was getting into the city water supply. Now, I don't remember which city this was. I could dig it up if necessary. Well, the mayor said he'd had enough of this because the city bureaucrats said, there's nothing we can do. We're hamstrung here. We can't replace these pipes. They're too old. We're going to have billions of dollars to do a whole new project or whatever. Well, I'll tell you what happened when we come back. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You put a gleam in your first love's eye, but driving with your high beams on can leave others blinded by the light. But don't fret, because a solution's in sight. And I'll tell you what it is when I come back.
Why should you choose Royal Purple Fully Synthetic Motor Oil? Performance. Royal Purple delivers that seat of the pants feeling of performance, plus better gas mileage and fewer oil changes. Want proof? Go to RoyalPurple.com to verify independent test results. It's no wonder among America's top engine builders, 7 out of 8 choose Royal Purple. Make Royal Purple your choice at Pep Boys, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
If your high beams have oncoming drivers wearing their sunglasses at night, don't worry. A bright idea is on the horizon. Smart Beam from Gentex Corporation automatically regulates headlamp levels without a single flick from you.
Using a mini digital camera embedded in your rearview mirror, the system detects an approaching vehicle's lights, dims your headlamps gradually, then restores them to blazing brightness after the car has passed. And don't worry about your lamps dimming for street lights. Smart Beam can distinguish between the AC of street lights and DC of headlamps. Brilliant! I'm Bobby Likas. Like us? You'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Don't forget, you can get interactive with us online and tune in online as well at freetalklive.com. We got the live stream there. Maybe you're on the periphery of one of our radio station signals and you just can't take the static. Log on at freetalklive.com and tune in. Or maybe you're visiting some friends and family you want to listen when you get home. Freetalklive.com is definitely the place to go for that. It's all on the house. No monthly membership fees or anything like that. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, Scott, you were talking about the story out of Tennessee, and actually we do have a Tennessee affiliate. I don't know if they're... I don't think they're actually on with us this hour, though.
In Alcoa, Tennessee?
Yeah, in Alcoa, Marysville. Or Maryville. And what's going on there is a little kid swallowed some crack. The cops called the DCS to let them know about it. And right. DCS sat on it for 3 days.
3 days.
As a result, the supervisor has killed herself, and one woman is on a 3-day suspension.
So. She's already served it at this point. But yeah.
Okay, so now she's back to work. We're going to get back to the rest of the details in that case, but I threw out some insults at the, as I put it, donut-eating, coffee-drinking, worthless bureaucrats. And, all right, I'm going to be fair to them. They could be worth something if they weren't working for a bureaucracy. The fact that they are bureaucrats does, in my book, still make them worthless because they do nothing for anybody. I mean, they don't bring any value to the world. They don't have a product. They don't have a service. They're not doing anything for the economy except sucking off of the teat of those who produce. So as far as their current jobs, they're not really very valuable. But they are still human beings, and they still have the opportunity to make a difference, and when they're given that opportunity, they do take it.
I was going to say, I hope you measure someone's worth by more than just what their job is.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if they do other things that are worthwhile, yeah, but if, as far as the time they spend in the bureaucracy, they're doing nothing for civilization, in my opinion. And here's an example. Right out of Jersey City, New Jersey. People assume only the government can provide. This is straight out of, this excellent book, John Stossel's Give Me a Break, highly recommend you check it out. People assume only government can provide public goods like clean drinking water, but that's not true either. In Jersey City, New Jersey, the city water department let the pipes rust. The water tasted foul and sometimes failed safety tests. City workers told the mayor there wasn't much they could do. In fact, they said water prices would have to be raised just to maintain the lousy service they had. Again, why is it they give lousy service, Manwich?
They have no incentive to give otherwise.
There's no one competing with them.
Right? No competition.
There's no other water department in town to give customers a better price or better service or anything. So that's why they don't have any incentive. So the mayor, Brett Schundler, did something unusual. He put the water contract out for a bid, inviting competition from private companies and from the city workers. A for-profit company turned in the lowest bid. Critics said its low price and desire for profit would lead it to deliver even worse service. Well, that didn't happen. Within months, the private company fixed the pipes the government workers said couldn't be fixed. Jersey City's water now, for the first time in years, meets the highest cleanliness standards, and the private company saved taxpayers $35 million.
Wow.
That's nice.
Talk about a success story of the free market. But there's more. Why could the company do so much better than the city waterworks? Because its skills are honed by competition. The private company's survival depends on performance, and the mayor told us that he made it clear to them that if they screw up, they're fired, they're toast, I don't care. If they blow it, this is the mayor quote. If they blow it, we're going to give the contract to somebody else. That threat focuses the mind. That's the difference between private and public, or government, rather, enterprise. Of course, critics of privatization said the private company would make life hell for the workers. That didn't happen either. The private company actually hired some of the men who used to work for the city, and when I asked them about it, they said that while they were working harder now, they actually liked it. These are the former bureaucrats.
I bet they do. I'm sure they do. I mean, these are people, these aren't people who are sitting around in an office answering phones. These are people who were hired to be, you know, construction workers, basically,
right,
on the water system. And no one who takes a job that they want to do and then ends up not doing it is ever really happy, you know?
Okay, all right. But, I mean, as a bureaucrat, you get to do a lot of sitting around and driving around and doing nothing and getting paid for it. So
usually that leads to discontentment, in my opinion. Anyway.
It does. It leads to
Those who want to do something, yes. But amongst those who want to sit on their ass, I used to know somebody who worked for the citrus department. He used to work with us over at back at
I'm very familiar with it, and people do that, but tell you what he did.
He was very happy.
But men were
built
to work.
He drove around a tax-paid truck all day long, and smoked pot all day in there. Not that I have a problem with that, but he was doing it on our time and our money. And that was all that was required, that he put 150 miles on his truck every day. That was his job requirement. He was supposed to be going around to citrus groves and testing the trees for little nasty bugs and that sort of thing. And he'd go to one grove every now and then and just kind of show up and then go away and sit around and just drive around and smoke pot. We paid for that. So that's kind of the... And he loved his job. So those are the kinds of people sometimes that bureaucracies attract. Anyway, here are the guys that that moved to the private company. They said they now like their jobs. They have better tools and dealt with less bureaucracy. Hard work was okay, they said, because they were accomplishing more. And as one man in a hard hat put it, that feels good. So there you go. A story from Jersey City. Now let's get back to the poor hapless souls at the DCS, the Department of Children and Services. I love it when they put services in their name.
Yeah, the Department of Children's Services in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Little baby swallowed some crack.
Yeah.
What did they do? Sat on it for 3 days.
Yeah, the child who is a 19-month-old boy in Wilson County did survive this. So that's a plus. He was temporarily placed with a foster family and has since been turned over to a family member. When the police called DCS on October 30th to report that this child had tested positive for cocaine at a local hospital, the supervisor should have followed agency policies and responded to the call the same day. Instead, she and her subordinate waited until November 1st to see the child and interview the family about allegations of abuse and neglect.
Huh.
Then when they did these interviews, when they decided to investigate whether or not the family was being abusive and neglectful, which, if the kid is swallowing crack cocaine, chances are pretty good that the family is abusive and neglectful. They called the family into their offices for the interview. Like, come into our offices outside of your environment.
We don't want to get out of our office to get in our cars and drive somewhere. That's a translation there.
We don't need to come see the condition of where the child is living. We don't need to know who's over there. We just want you to come to us and tell us everything's okay. And then we'll send you on your merry way. So what they ended up doing is they ended up placing the child with his grandmother. They didn't bother, like, checking any information. They're just like, oh, well, then you will go live with your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Well, the grandmother lives in the parents' house. So they just sent him home to the same house he just swallowed crack in.
Oh, my gosh.
And the grandmother appears to be the leader of the family drug dealing circle.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Grandma? Selling crack?
It's not your grandma. It's somebody else's grandma. Everybody else's grandma's different.
That's true.
So, yeah, what they did is they found out that this kid had swallowed some crack. So they waited a couple of days, called his parents in, and said, okay, now you people are bad parents. You need to go back home now, and then we'll send him along tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, wow. That's what happened. And so I can understand why that woman may have just realized that her life was useless.
Well, can you
completely
understand?
Completely useless.
You mean the bureaucrat?
The woman who killed herself, yes.
Well, and
chief bureaucrat.
So now you're calling them useless.
No, just her.
Just her.
Right.
But she should know that if she worked at a real job, she'd actually make a difference in people's lives.
Right, unless she worked at a private company who did this type of thing, and she still sat on it for 3 days, she'd get just as fired, and she'd be just as dead.
Well, maybe so. She's weak. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, if she'd survived her suicide attempt, she'd be in jail now, which is even stupider. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Coming up next, we'll tell you about a cop molesting a 13-year-old girl.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so just a few more moments to get your calls in, but we'll sneak them in if you make them at 1-800-259-9231. It's the show you can literally take control of. Bring up anything from the political to the personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and grab the updates. They're free on the house. All you have to do is sign up. It's real quick. Whenever there's something new in regards to the show, we send out an email and you know about it first. That's how it works. So log on at freetalklive.com. The show is about your calls and we're going to go right to them. Jim in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jim. You're on with Ian, Scott, and Manwich.
Three of you, huh?
Well, that's we change it up on this show. We're trying to confuse you, Jim.
Was it like three against one or what?
It might be.
Well, we want to hear all opinions, Jim. We're not going to be mean to you.
Well, you guys are having too much fun almost to interrupt. I just enjoy listening to y'all.
Please do.
You make a lot of sense and everything, you know. But
thanks, Jim.
Yeah, I did have a basic sort of bone to pick, I guess.
Do it.
It says a federal worker or the private worker is going to do a better job than a federal worker.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I, So sure, it all depends on the supervision that that worker's getting. I mean,
Give me one example of where a federal worker, a federal government employee, bureaucrat could do a better job than a private one.
Well, you know, I called in last night talking about environmental protection, you know, public versus private, and you know, I've shown where MacDown Corporation just devastated a company and liquidated the resources.
That's one company, Jim. That's one company.
Well, that's just one example.
That's a
case. Yeah, you know,
it
happens all the time.
That's not fair. It's not fair to malign all companies because one company's bad.
Well, it's not bad to demonize every agency of the government just because
unless you can provide me with one agency of the government that actually does the job that they intend to, then you really don't have a point.
National Park Service for one. Fish and Wildlife Service for another, all these land management agencies, I guess you could say, even the National Forest Service.
These are the guys that rent out the land for clear cutting, right?
Yes.
Well, no, I mean, private companies do that, and that's what industry
does. The federal government, I refer you to the Boston Globe. There's an article from the late 90s where even the liberal Boston Globe admits that the federal government is the number one environmental destroyer in this land, and that's because they either polluted themselves by the military or the EPA. Yes, the EPA is actually a polluter. Or they lease out the land. The government owns all kinds of land across the United States. And they lease it out to private ownership, and then the private ownership tears it up because they have no financial interest in keeping it pristine.
Well, it's going to get even worse with the Bush administration because all they're doing is putting in industry lobbyists and executives into these government positions open it up.
Jim, this is why we need to get government smaller. We need to sell off all that government land to private ownership. That way people who actually care about the land can own it. The government bureaucrats that run the Bureau of Land Management, the Wildlife and Fish Game Service, they don't care about the land that they take care of.
I disagree.
There may be a few of those bureaucrats who actually do care, but the way the system works means they have no incentive to care, Jim.
Well, there is an incentive. There's a love of America. There's a love of the land. It's the service to your country when you work at a place like that and protect it and take care of it and keep it from being clear-cut, at least as best you can, and it's
Your qualifier, Jim. The best they can do is a crap can job. They don't do a very good job at all. And during the next break, I will find some hard evidence of it because I actually have it. Have you ever worked for a bureaucracy, Jim?
Yeah, well, I've done some volunteer work with the National Park Service and the Forest Service, and a little bit of seasonal employment, but that's it. You know, but I've met a lot of permanent employees that have been really good, smart, responsible.
So you're telling me that you think that the federal government can take care of land better than the than the Audubon Society or another private organization like that?
There's probably going to be a lot of collaborative associations between agencies and organizations like that because there's a common goal.
Okay. Fine. We'll assume you're right about that, Jim, but how dare you try to take money from me to support your programs?
Because it's your life support system that's being protected.
How dare you point weapons at me, Jim, and demand that I pay money for your programs?
Because it's your life support system that's being taken care of.
Uh-huh.
And that's
why can't I voluntarily give my money to private organizations that want to take care of land? Why do I have to be forced out of my money at gunpoint? Can you explain that?
Well, it should be done willingly, in my opinion.
It's not.
I mean, you would want your life support system to be protected, wouldn't you?
I would willingly, voluntarily donate
to... Just ask Apollo 13. Look, they looked out the window and saw that mist escaping from their capsule and looked at their oxygen gauge and saw it was going down. They knew that their survival depended on keeping that oxygen there. That was their life support system.
Okay, now, from my personal opinion, I just don't trust the government to take care of the lands, my life support system. I don't trust them.
Hell,
a lot of this of by and for the people.
It doesn't matter who's in charge, Jim. It's bureaucracy, and they have no incentive to do anything right.
And see, the point that's being made here isn't, well, I don't want to spend money to try and keep myself alive. I don't care about the environment. The point that's being made here is there's absolutely no reason that I, as a person who is contributing to... in this case, to the betterment of the land and the environment, should have no choice in how that money is spent or who it is that it goes to in order to keep the place clean.
Yeah, I don't want the people telling me how I need to spend my money. I want to be able to make that decision myself. Don't you think I deserve that freedom, Jim?
Well, if you're a conservation biologist, I might agree, what? But you're not, probably, and the vast majority of people are not conservation biologists. They don't understand how nature is our life support system, how the big fish eat the little fish.
I understand that I like clean water and I like clean air, Jim, but the government's not going to give it to me. Hold on. We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. He's going to force me to dig up some examples, man. I have no problem doing that. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Anything goes on this show, political, personal, only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time tonight, but we also have a live Saturday show tomorrow night from 8 until 10, so be sure you're here for that as well. And also, don't forget, the conversation continues after hours on freetalklive.com, our bulletin board system, and much, much more there. Let's go back to Jim in New Mexico. Jim, I told you I was going to get you some examples here. And let's talk about logging. Since you live in a foresty area and you've got your protected wildlife around you, and apparently you believe the government is the best steward of land, let's talk about logging. According to...
Well, you're putting words in my mouth now.
Well, that's fine. That's the impression that I got. Because you want the government to control land versus private organizations. That's what
I didn't say
you.
I didn't say all land, but I think there's some areas that are critical.
That's exactly why the government should... What is it that the government does right in your book, Jim?
Well, it must be science-driven, or it's not going to be right, whether it's public or private.
What is it that the government does right? Jim, what's your favorite government program?
My favorite government program?
Yeah.
Whatever protects nature. I mean,
they don't. You're just BSing me. They don't protect nature, Jim.
Well, it's hard to whenever you got people out there wanting to get to it with
it's okay.
Everything
I understand
that
you can't answer that question.
They throw everything at you. They set you up. They infiltrate your organization. They're provocateurs.
I understand
you.
That you can't answer that question, Jim, because government doesn't do anything right. Here, let me give you a little bit of info here. I recommend that you go to ruart.com, ruwart.com, and I suggest you check out a book called Healing Our World. And there's plenty of info in here like this.
Well, you've got to want it to work right in order for it to work,
Jim,
right, because
no. It doesn't matter
night.
If it doesn't matter,
of buying for the
Jim,
people. And if
you
don't
understand bureaucracy, Jim. You don't understand bureaucracy and why it doesn't work, period. It doesn't matter what good people are in charge. It turns into a bureaucratic, wasteful mess. Now,
well, so there's a lot of private companies. Look at
then
Enron,
you don't have to buy their
guys.
Products. All right, I don't have time to get into this. Go to ruart.com. We'll talk about this. You don't have to buy private companies' products, Jim. If you don't like the way they run their business, don't buy their stuff. Do you understand that?
We know there's always been.
Do
common.
You understand that, Jim? Do you understand and
Let
agree
make
with
his
that?
Point.
I
well,
want
I
to answer my question.
I don't.
Okay, you don't understand how you can withhold your money from a company you don't like?
I don't buy things if I don't want it, but I'm not
okay.
talking about buying
Great.
And selling things. I'm talking
well,
about
Well, wait a minute. Hold
a
on, Jim.
Biosphere.
How is it a company can exist if you don't buy their products?
Nature, our biosphere is our commons. It's
Jim?
Something we all depend upon. We've got to take it out of the public
Jim?
Domain. I mean,
how
out of the
is
private
it,
domain.
Are you going to answer my questions or are you just going to lecture us? How is it that a private company can exist if you don't buy their products, Jim?
Well, it can't. I'll go along with you.
Thank you. So, if a company is doing something you don't want it to, stop buying their products and encourage your friends and family to stop as well, okay?
Sure.
And then they're going to suffer, and they're either going to do two things, Jim. They're either going to change their ways,
mm-hmm.
or they're going to go out of business. Now, either one of those options you would like, isn't that right?
Well, they could advertise and reach a different clientele, and they could be innovative and sell their product. I mean,
so why don't you open up a company to compete with them, Jim, instead of going crying to the government as though they're going to actually help you?
Because I'm saying some areas need to be out of the private domain and out. I mean,
you believe in government. You believe that the government can do things right, Jim. That's your problem. And I seriously suggest you do some research because I want to know where it is that the government ever does what they promise to do.
Give
where
our
Ruart
website again.
Was established
Jim,
ruart.com.
Thanks for the call. 1-800. I don't want to hear you badmouth the Constitution when you're promoting the government. The Constitution tells us what the government can't do, and it sure as hell doesn't say the government can take care of land. 1-800-259-9231. This has been Free Talk Live, and we will see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
If you're tired...